we go to, I started to go to our elders, but that would not even be close to being accurate. So we'll just go the gentleman with great wisdom, such as Martin, to welcome into the program. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Chris. And you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Doing doing real well. Let's start things off on the hardwood, where, again, it's when you ask how I'm doing, of the things that I have control over, I'm doing just fine, thank you. The outcome of ball games doesn't fall into that category, but, man, another one, the fifth loss now for Alabama, decided by one possession.
Yeah, you know, what is that, five losses by a combined total of less than 10 points?
Yeah.
That's really tough when you're so close and you're trying to rebuild and move your program in the right direction. You know, I don't claim to be a great basketball coach, but I did still have a Holiday Inn. I'm just kidding. Chris, have been coaching my daughter's basketball team, AAU basketball team. And, you know, every practice, we focus on just the fundamental of the game. Knowing the clock, free throws, layup, you know, boxing out, all of those things that you know, go into the play, each individual play. And last night I was asking my kids about the saying that Coach Saban has that says, you know, play like it has a history and a life of its own. And I asked them, what does that mean? And that this basketball team needs to grasp that concept. I look at that game last night, Saturday, and a couple free throws here. Even when I look back when Cooper intercepts, every intercept. Wow, Chris, it's been a long time for football. But when Cooper gets the rebound under the goal, we're up by one. Just hold it. We're up by one, but he tries to make a play, steps on out of bounds line. You know, and of course it wasn't his fault, but it's just those things of knowing the life of every play in every situation and knowing how to do it. And you can't – that's something that has to be drilled in those kids. And I'm not saying that Coach Grant hadn't done that, but what a frustrating year. But you can tell these kids have worked hard this offseason, and they're still fighting this season, just not getting the results they want to get.
16 of 31 from the free throw line for a team now that was shooting 73% on the season coming in.
Yeah.
That's the part that drives you absolutely crazy, because this is a better shooting team than what we saw. And you can point to a lot of different things, but that's a number clearly that cost them.
Yeah, you know, and it was a bad shooting game overall, but sometimes those numbers can be a little misleading, but in this case they weren't, because we missed the majority of those free throws down the stretch. I mean, it wasn't just that we were, you know, 16 for 31. It was when we missed, you know, either the front end of a 1-1 and then missed, you know, one of the two, or just both bonus shots all together. And, you know, because I've been there, it's hard for me to get down on these guys. But coaching has to step up their game, and the players have to step up their game. Could Coach Grant have done something different to win that game? Sure. But that team was also in a position, Chris, where if they make the plays that are fundamental, what they've done all year, then they get away with another win. I mean, a win in a close game.
Well, and it gets back to something I pointed out in the first hour. You can draw things up all you want, but a kid's got to go out and make a play. And as I joked, that of five players on the floor, the kid that made the game-winning shot for Georgia was probably their seventh option. He gets it done. With a hand in his face from the baseline, a shot as ugly as newborn sin, he gets it to go. And just gives the Dogs a one-point edge, and Alabama has a chance on the other end and can't make the play. And that's very tough.
And you look at that on both ends, Chris, the Georgia player, I mean, Nard, you can't play defense any better than he did. The only other thing he could have done was foul. But you have to give it, that kid did not back away from the moment. He was aggressive, he attacked. Even though he was the seventh option, he still believed he could make the shot. But what about the defensive play that the kid comes down and makes? You know, because he got to the rim.
Yeah, and no question.
You know, he was not only not the defender, he wasn't the second defender. He actually jumped over, you know, one of his other teammates. And that is, it is coaching, but that's also want to. And this team didn't have that want to or hadn't shown that want to. And that want to is what I call the will to do it. Give me the ball. I'll make defensive play or whatever. And that's the difference. You know, if you take away those five games and flip one possession one way, the other direction, how different do we feel about this basketball team? But unfortunately, you can't. You can only deal with what you have.
Talk with Martin Houston on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, presented by Green Beverage. Mick Ultra, live the ultra life. Let's turn it to football. The combine going on this weekend, it's one of those deals that drives me nuts. I get drawn in a little bit. I'll watch the highlights. I don't sit and watch it while it's actually taking place. At the same time, you know, Martin, do you really need to see, if you're an NFL guy, that Kevin White's running a 4.35 and Amari Cooper's running a 4.42, and you're going, oh, I don't know if I want Cooper now. I mean, really?
Yeah,
is that going to make an impact at the end of the day in your draft decision?
I don't think so, for a couple reasons. One is receivers don't start in a hands-down position any longer anymore anyway. So it really doesn't matter. And people, I don't know if you've seen, I hadn't seen it yet. I've heard a lot of conversations about it where they overlaid them running a 40, and Amari actually win, but what's the name has a faster time? Have you seen that?
Yes. We talked about that with Ben in the first hour.
Well, people are asking, how can that happen? Well, they don't start. They start the clock when your hand moves. And so all that means is White was better at running a 40, but once they stood up from the sprint and started running,
yeah,
what's his name is faster. So the clock starts not when the feet move, but when the hand moves.
Right.
And what does that tell you? It tells you that Amari is a faster, when he's up and running, he's faster.
Right.
Combine is great, Chris. I think for the marginal guys, or the guys that are teetering between first and second round, or if a guy comes in and just shows that he's not done anything between his season ending and combine and gotten fat, lazy, or sloppy, then it can show that. But when a guy has the reputation that Amari has as being a hard worker, being the best route runner, some of the best hands on a receiver, and there's a difference of whatever, a half a tenth of a second, they're not. I know if the GM is making a decision based off of that, then they need to look at that GM as far as having him in their own place.
Oh, man. Again, I think it shows how starved we all are for anything football related as much as
really
anything
does.
Else.
It really does.
Hey, I know you've been busy, and again, people are we're in a stretch here. We're going to talk with Richard Scott in about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes, I guess, from WVUA, talking about some of the weather concerns for the weekend. This is it's not too late, I would imagine, Martin, for somebody to get in touch with you and make sure they are protected. Auto, home, and life, something that you specialize in daily. With your with that day job that you got.
Hey, you know, Chris, we insure against accidents or against unexpected storms. That, I mean, that's what we're in the business to do, is to help people protect their autos, their home, and their life, as well as those who may have commercial businesses as well. And, hey, when the storms come, guess what goes up? Accidents. So you want to make sure that you're properly covered for those people who don't know how to drive when it's wet, rainy, icy, and hazardous conditions on the road. And I'd love to help you do that. Hey, we can knock out a quote. It didn't take us 15 minutes either, Chris. We can knock out a quote for you. All you have to do is call my office, 205-758-3595. Tell them that I sent you. Or you can shoot me an email, mhouston@alphains.com. I'll follow back up with you and we'll help you protect your most valuable asset, whether it's your home, your auto, your business, or your life.
Martin, always appreciate the time, buddy. Hope you have a very nice and uneventful next few days, and we will talk again soon.
Hey, Chris, on the other side, I hope I do too. Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.